Now it's time for sports. Heavy hangs the hats which used to wear the crowns. Both last year's world champion Arizona Diamondbacks and perennial American League champion New York Yankees are just one game away from ending their seasons. Mickey's men, those rampaging Anaheim Angels, defeated the Yanks last night 9-6 to take a 2-1 lead in their championship series. The Angels and the Yankees play again today in Anaheim. And the D-backs are two games in back of the St. Louis Cardinals. They play again tonight in St. Louis. A loss today could send both of last year's champions into a winter's hibernation. Elsewhere, the Braves and Giants are even at one game apiece. The Oakland Athletics lead Minnesota 2-1 in their series. Weekend Edition sports commentator Ron Rappaport joins us from Chicago, which is usually neutral territory in the postseason. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. Yeah, we're a baseball-free zone.
Yes, after when it gets to October.
The season ends in April.
Listen, maybe the greatest 1-2 pitching combination in baseball, although they really only had a year if it works out this way, Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling of the D-backs can't win a game so far.
Well, it's amazing. I mean, those are the two guys that you'd want to, especially in a short series like this. It's hard to think that the defending world champions could be eliminated in three games of the opening round, but Scott, it could happen as early as tonight. I've got to tell you, though, that the series I've really been fixating on is the one that's in California now. The Angels were the first team I ever covered on a regular basis, Scott. Mm-hmm. So I'd have a soft spot in my heart for them, even if they weren't the most hard luck star-crossed franchise ever made. Mm-hmm. And the way they came back against the Yankees, beating their good pitchers, Roger Clemens, Andy Pettitte, Mike Mussina, it's been very heartening. But all true Angel fans, mm-hmm, who could think back to Dave Henderson's homer for the Red Sox in 86 and other disasters, know, yeah, what can happen. And you have to have a little respect. Those are the New York Yankees. But, boy, this is fun for people who remember what the Angels have been through all these years.
Ron, we have a clip. And I'm going to refer to it as an action clip because it's the relief pitcher Troy Percival who got a second save last night. And action clip because, well, you hear how he finishes the sentence, okay?
I'm ready.
I don't think you ever think you're going to come back with 8 more runs, but with this team, I never count us out as far as getting ourselves back into a game to the point where, you know, something special can happen. But you don't ever expect to come back against a team like that. But the guys did an awesome job.
Yeah, now, there's a man who's got a grip on reality.
Well, when you're down 6-1, was it?
I mean,
they were down by 5 runs, and then they just came back as if it didn't really matter. That was very, very exciting.
That's the mark of a great team. Yeah.
Can I tell you one of the things about these playoffs that I love so much?
Yes, please.
It's how they're making the powers that be in baseball score. Let's call it Don Fair's revenge.
Yeah.
Remember how we were told during contract negotiations?
Don Fair is head of the players, you know.
Right,
yeah,
right. Mm-hmm. That only the highest payroll teams could win, that no smaller payroll team could win, smaller market. Here are the Yankees and the Diamondbacks, the only two top 5 payroll teams in the game, mm-hmm, one game away from elimination. Well, the Twins are 27th.
Yeah.
You know, the A's are 22nd. The Angels are 15th. The Giants are 10th. This is really one for the little smaller guys.
I want to ask you about St. Louis. Now, this is a team that's been through a lot of emotion this year. There was the death of pitcher Daryl Kyle and of their longtime broadcaster, Jack Buck. They seem to be coming together at just the right time, don't they?
They really do. They're getting the timely hits. The way they dispatched Johnson and Schilling, you know, they felt like they got no respect because they started the one game at 10 o'clock at night, you know, if the kids couldn't watch it, not too many adults either. And yet here they are getting the key hits, playing very well, overcoming you know, some of the problems that they had, and overcoming Schilling and Johnson. Don't overlook that.
Yeah. There's a part of me that thinks, to put the kibosh in any chances these two teams I'm about to mention have, and given the dark power we have of prediction, there's a part of me that thinks the Atlanta-San Francisco series is the one with the real champion in it.
Well, you know, I'm not so sure. I'm not sure that if the Cardinals win, mm-hmm, that they're not going to go all the way on emotion and the fact that they're playing very well. Now, Scott Rowland got hurt, and he's out for the rest of this series. Mm-hmm. We don't know whether he's going to be back, and he's a very important part of that team.
All right. Ron, thanks very much. Nice talking to you.
Always a pleasure, Scott.
Ron Rappaport, who is our sports columnist here on Weekend Edition and also a columnist for The Bright One, the Chicago Sun-Times.